He brought them up from Savannah and in here. Well, they first settled out about this way on the creek, and it wasn't a good place for them. It was so sandy they couldn't. Another thing, they had come up there and thought they could come out on this old creek with the little boats, and the creek nearly went dry on them. And in about 2 years, they left out here and went to what's known as Ebenezer. Well, there ain't anything left there, the old Salzburger settlement, but the old church. The old church is there, where the Salzburgers built it. I believe it's 1769 they built that church, and it's been there ever since. But they have some more. They have a Sunday school building, and a museum there, and fixing to build a larger museum for Salzburger antiques. Yes.
Well, let's see. I'll ask you some of these questions now. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
You mean evening?
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Morning.
Okay. And what's a word that has sun in it? You might say, I got up before...
Before the sun, or what?
Yeah, or before... There's a word that means the time that the sun comes up. You call it sun...
Sunrise. Okay. I got up for sunrise.
And so, in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's...
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Fair enough.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Why? Well, I don't know what... It's a quick shower, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A fireplace? You mean?
The shelf over a fireplace.
Well, that's the mantelpiece.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I always was taught.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
The fire dogs.
What do you call small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Splinters. Kindling, I reckon some people would call it, but we call it splinters.
Okay. And what about particularly rich pieces that you cut up into little slivers?
Well, that's what I was meant. Splinters. I do that often.
Do you?
We still have a wood stove, and I do the cooking on it. So.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Are you a good cook?
Well, you'd have to call the boys. Well, I say one thing. We cook and eat and get along very well. My sister lived here with us until last winter. Well, for 2 years, she was here. She wasn't helpless, but she got around with a walker. Then I'm telling you what don't interest
me. No, I'm interested.
After Christmas last year, Christmas time, she went to go to the bathroom and fell down.
Oh, my goodness.
I was always here. The boys were away to a farm across yonder. And I called to a neighbor and didn't get anybody right next. So finally I called another one. And a girl, she's about 12 or 14, she answered, and she was there with a little invalid child. And she said, Uncle Hubbard, I'll get somebody. And I went back and straightened my sister up, and she couldn't move.
Oh, my goodness.
She couldn't move her feet. But